The latest economic forecast for the state from the University of Hawaii's Economic Research Organization is a pessimistic one. Researchers say the state's economy has stalled, and any other impacts, such as new tariffs in the U.S.-China trade war, could put it in a decline. This is due to several factors. One of them is the unemployment rate and population. In July, the state's unemployment rate sat at 2.8%, which is still low compared to the rest of the country. But that number is up half a percentage point since the end of 2017. It's a negative sign and not helped by a declining population. Carl Bonham is the executive director of the research group. He says that for the first time since the 1950s, the state's population has dropped for two consecutive years.
The only reason the unemployment rate hasn't gone up more is that the labor force has gone down. And so if your unemployment rate is low because your labor force has declined, that's not a sign of a strong economy. And the outflow of population, declining population for the last couple of years, is a piece of that declining labor force.
Bonham says the decrease is due to a growing number of retirees, a lower birth rate, and an outflow of residents.
One of the things that's unique to this time period is that the U.S. economy is booming, while at the same time, our economy actually isn't booming. When you look at growth in employment and growth in income, we're near the very bottom of real income growth for the whole country.
Another factor is the tourism industry. While visitor arrivals continue to rise, most of those visitors are from the U.S. and not international markets. Bonham says the organization has seen a sharp decline in overseas visitors, which could be due to a strong U.S. dollar and America's foreign policy. But he adds that relying too much on the mainland market is not good.
The U.S. economy is slowing down. We're not at this point saying anything about a U.S. recession, but it will happen. It's going to happen at some point in the future. The bigger the slice of your pie that's coming from one market, the harder you'll get hurt when that market slows down.
In addition to that, visitor spending has slipped, which could be caused by the decline in the average length of stay. With all these factors playing a role in the state's economic stall, Bonham says it wouldn't take much for Hawaii's economy to go from weak growth to a recession. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.